It was a celebration fit for a king. On July 18, Cowichan Valley's Ruth Fenner, who was nominated by the British Columbia Women's Institute Provincial Board, was one of 60 recipients of the King Charles III Coronation Medal during a special ceremony that was held at the Government House in Victoria, which was the first of three to recognize these outstanding recipients. It was a great honor to be included in the group who received this medal, and to have some time at Government House, said Fenner. It was truly a great experience. The Coronation Medal is a Canadian honor that was first created to mark the coronation of King Charles III. Launched by the Right Honourable Mary Simon, Governor General of Canada, this honour recognises those who have made significant contributions to both their country and home province. The medal will be awarded to 30,000 deserving individuals across the country. Fenner is a current member of the Sominos Women's Institute located on Vancouver Island, and the provincial historian for BC, who is described by her peers as aptly living up to the British Columbia Women's Institute motto that reads, Women interested, informed and involved in building a better tomorrow. Hailing from Saskatchewan, she and her husband traded in the prairies for BC when they relocated to Dawson Creek in 1965. Upon moving to Dawson Creek, Fenner joined the British Columbia Women's Institute where she served in offices both in the Peace River and South Vancouver Island districts. During this time she spent 8 years on the provincial board, 3 as provincial president. I also served as an officer with Sominos Women's Institute, and am a 59-year member, said Fenner. Some of the best memories of my efforts with the Women's Institute at all levels are the friendships that I have developed with other members and still endure. I was a member of the planning committee when the World Body of the Women's Institutes, and the Associated Country Women of the World, met in Vancouver in 1983. My part in the conference was Canada Day, and along with my committee members we put together a 3.5-hour stage show introducing the attendees to Canada. After years of working hard in agriculture, Fenner and her husband retired to the Cowichan Valley in 1990. She notes that out of the places they visited in BC, it was here that felt most like home to them. They started off in Duncan and then eventually built their dream home in Crofton, where they still live today. It was upon moving to the Cowichan Valley in 1990 that Fenner became a member of the Sominos Wannons Institute, and has been an active contributing member since serving in all offices, and currently holding the role of historian. Fenner said one personal highlight for her was in 2005 when she was asked to choose her own committee and prepare a 100-year history of BCWI. I think I smile each time I see the book in our bookcase, said Fenner. It was with great pride that I put forth the names of such incredible British Columbians to the Chancellery of Honours in Ottawa for the King Charles III Coronation Medal, said Austin. The work of the nominees spans many sectors and organizations, from non-profits and uniformed services to education and historic or culturally significant institutions. Their commitment to helping their communities, uplifting those in need and improving the lives of their fellow British Columbians emphasizes the purpose of such an honour. In elevating these accomplishments, we might be inspired to do the same. Fenner said she was very humbled and surprised to receive the medal. What this honor means to me, it is a validation of what I have learned and been able to achieve through my activities with the Women's Institute, said Fenner. I'll continue to be involved in the Women's Institute and the community I live in.